Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we mentioned this story earlier today when we were introducing Tim Grunhard onto the program. And thanks to Tim, by the way. He's always great, always willing to help. With the win last night in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes is now the second postseason winningest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, he is.
He passed Joe Montana last night. I mean, think about the company he's currently keeping.
Yeah,
the only
rarefied
one,
air.
The only quarterback who has played in more games is, of course, Tom Brady.
Who played longer?
Much longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mahomes is just 29.
Well, and it took Brady two decades and two separate dynasty runs. I mean, they were a dynasty and then they weren't and then they were again.
By the way, I should correct myself. Not appearances, wins as a quarterback. Montana had 16 wins. Now Patrick Mahomes is 17-3 in the postseason, although Brady has 35 wins in the postseason. So more than double what Patrick Mahomes currently has. And Dana mentioned this off the air. For a few seconds last night, Jim Nance and the CBS Scorebug gave the Bills some hope during the fourth quarter of their AFC Championship game against the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Josh Allen's final heave that went through the hands of a diving Dalton Kincaid had fallen incomplete. The Bills' chance to tie the game and what ended up being their final offensive snap on Sunday had evaporated in a 32-29 loss. But in the aftermath of the play, Nance, the play-by-play broadcaster, said there had been a flag thrown, and the network added its yellow graphic to the screen.
I remember that. You heard Tony Romo go, I don't see a flag.
Nance replied, I'm told there's a flag.
Romo got it right.
Yep.
Surprising.
Said Nance, we had a report from the sideline that there was a flag, but there was no flag. There was no penalty at all.
Now, at this point, Romo is a veteran of the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
But when he first started, do you think that it infuriated the longtime veterans about how good he was at seeing things on the field? I mean, these guys are trained to do this. And Tony Romo walks in all pompous and cocky and is just like, oh, there's that, and that. Do you think it made them mad?
Probably.
I don't know. He doesn't bother me anymore.
Ooh, he drives me insane.
He really made me mad when he predicted every single play of the AFC Championship game that we lost, but that was only because he was saying it before it would happen. And I'm like, why can't we find a guy that can do that?
The thing that drives me, and he's very, very smart.
Very knowledgeable.
Football smart, yeah.
The rumor about him has always been that he does not prepare, that he doesn't do his research before he gets in the booth. In fact, I believe he was called into somebody's office a couple seasons ago, and they were like, listen, man, you've got to do your research.
If I remember correctly, the executives showed up at his house.
Maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that drives me crazy about Romo, and I'm not saying that these terms aren't used or exist, I just find it hard to believe. Like, there'll be some incredible play on the field.
Yeah.
And Romo's waxing poetic about it. He goes, yep, we call that the old tractor pull. And I'm sitting there screaming
what?
At my TV. Nobody,
no, you don't.
Nobody calls it the old tractor pull. He does that all the time. It drives me mad.
Now, isn't Brady going to be in
the
booth?
He's already in. I believe he is.
He was yesterday, and I'm going to tell you this. I think it was against the Eagles game he called. I'm not there yet with Tom Brady as an announcer. I'm just not there yet.
Can I just say it? I think he sucks.
Well, he's very plain. He's boring. He knows the game, but he knows it so well that he doesn't get excited. well, that was an interception. Like, thanks, Tom. We all saw that.
It's a very odd relationship we have with the commentators, isn't it? Like, yes. You have who you like.
I love Nance.
Have you seen there are already memes and I think T-shirts going around about, is Joe Buck going to call the Super Bowl? There are already memes and T-shirts about that.
If Tom Brady is, then yes, Joe Buck is.
I think there are some T-shirts for sale that that talk about that. I mean, this town still hasn't gotten over how he called the Royals games with
a decade ago.
Baumgartner. Remember there were memes going around where Madison Baumgartner's at a urinal and the meme was Joe Buck next to the urinal trying to talk to him or sneak
a peek. It was a line of urinals.
He was so in love with him.
And he was standing right next to him. Which you don't do if there's an open.
And looking over, by the way.
Kevin Burkhardt has the play-by-play. Tom Brady is the color commentator. Hmm.
All right. Maybe Brady will be more colorful during the Super Bowl.
They have added more and more and more flights in the last 48 hours. If you are looking just to go for the fan experience in New Orleans, check them out. The flights aren't bad.
Are you going?
No, I am not. We are taking a trip the week after to go see the Eagles in Las Vegas. So we will be watching the Super Bowl from home.
And all the snow in New Orleans should be gone.
Oh, God, I hope.
Well, it should be gone from here by probably Wednesday.
Did you say it's going to be 50-something?
It's going to be upper 40s or 50s all this week during the day, 55 for the high on Sunday.
Yes. I don't care how warm it gets. Those mounds of snow are going to be here till the end of March.
Okay, thank you, Sam. We were in a parking lot. We went to a rally house over the weekend to grab just one Chiefs thing. We were in a parking lot of one of these megaplexes where there's like a Target, there's, you know, a bunch of different stores. The mounds of snow that they pushed into one particular area, Sam, you're right. Those mounds will still be there in a year.
I went to the grocery store this morning, and I don't know what they were doing when they were plowing this lot, but they pushed it all into one of the entrances to get into the parking area. So now there's only one entrance into the parking area. And that mound of snow is still 3.5-4 feet tall. Meh. And actually, I meant to bring this up. There is a city ordinance in most municipalities that requires you to clear your sidewalk within 48 hours.
Or be fined. Yes.
Or be fined, or they will come and do it for you and fine you for it. Correct?
Yeah.
Why does the city not hold themselves to the same standard? As someone who walks a dog, I can assure you that the city of Overland Park does not hold themselves to that same standard, as we are still walking in the street because the sidewalk is still pure ice.
It's a great question, Sam.
So I'll be fined if I don't clear off my sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But you, if I die on your sidewalk, are you liable? I might start walking on the ice.
So you can kill yourself?
Well, yeah. I would prefer not to die, but, you know, bodily injury.
I wouldn't
Let's
do that.
Let's test this hypothesis.
I don't want to break both wrists testing your hypothesis. I'm good.
I mean, it's just infuriating because, I mean, people hurt themselves trying to clear their sidewalks.
All right, speaking of injuries, did you hear nearly 40 people were hurt, 6 seriously, as a plane bound for Washington, D.C. plunged in midair again? Plane was forced to make an emergency landing over the weekend. 6 have been hospitalized.
Is this one from Nigeria?
With serious injuries, and there's video of the chaos. The aircraft suddenly plunged 93 minutes into the trip to Dulles International. The sudden drop jolted all 245 passengers and 11 crew board. Food trays, personal items went flying. People went flying. Keep your seatbelts on, people.
I don't know why they take them off.
4 passengers, 2 crew, seriously hurt. And then there was another story in the stack. And Scott, you've always said this. I never knew that they really studied it. That you are statistically better off if something bad happens on an airplane sitting in the back.
Well, if by bad you mean it crashes.
Yeah, like one of the really bad crashes a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
There were only a couple of survivors. All of them were in the very back of the plane.
It is said that if to survive a plane crash, you're more likely to do that if you're seated in the back. I don't know why.
I'm still not willing to sit in the back and deal with all the people that take an hour to get off the damn plane. I'm taking my chances, people.
Well, and when are they going to fix this plummeting issue? This is a sensor issue.
No, sometimes it's that clear air turbulence, Sam.
That's not how physics works.
Now, they didn't say that this was turbulence. They said it was some sort of event.
Well, what is that?
I don't know.
The trim getting stuck in the down position and sending the nose of the plane straight down. And the only way to fix that, if there's a mechanical sensor issue, is for the pilot to stand there and crank it. And if you're going to correct the trim on a 747, you have to be Hulk Hogan.
This plane dropped 175 feet in a split second.
But wouldn't you then, if you know you're going to, by the way, I have no idea the words that just came out of your mouth, but being that I'm the closest to normal on the entire show, including Dan.
I think we should take a text on
what?
If you knew you were going to have to, quote, correct the trim, whatever that means.
The trim or the two flaps?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I don't need to know. Wouldn't you then tell everybody in the back, hey, I'm fixing to correct the trim, put on your seatbelt?
United Airlines confirmed, Sam, you're right. The plane had suffered, quote, a technical issue and, quote, unexpected movement. Is that what we're calling this now when a plane drops out of the sky?
Well, I was on a plane yesterday.
Unexpected vertical movement.
I was on a plane yesterday and we hit some turbulence and the pilot came on and said, we're about to hit some turbulence. Everyone sit down and the light
turbulence because that's what you put in your pants.
And it was fine. We went up and down and sideways a bit. Well, but it took me 15 minutes to get off that plane
yesterday.
With
the clear air turbulence, there ain't no we're about to hit it. You're just boom, 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 motoring along. You're just minding your own business, maybe reading a book. And then boom, like popcorn, people go flying up to that ceiling. Keep your seatbelts on.
I don't know why they don't. I don't know about you guys. I've been in turbulence that has almost made me throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have too.
Have you?
I was in turbulence that made the whole entire plane throw up, and I'm sitting there like, well, I didn't feel like I had to before, but now.
Would someone like to trade seats with me sitting in the back?
That scent wafts.
It was more so the sound. The unified.
Okay, we don't need to hear the retching.
What did it sound
like? I know, we do not need to hear
like
that.
Like a cat with a fur ball? 913-586-7798-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Just real quick, and then we'll get to a story out of New York involving a state highway trooper here in just a moment. If you're wondering why I believe it was the NASDAQ dropped so far down today, it's because of some Chinese AI firm called DeepSeek. And apparently they came out today announcing that they've created their AI in a very short amount of time for less than $6 million. They leapfrogged the United States in regards to dominance in AI development. It sent the NASDAQ way down. Like I think it was like 700 points.
They threw caution to the wind and released the next level of AI technology.
Story here from NBC News out of New York. A former New York State trooper has been arrested and charged after prosecutors say he shot himself in the leg. Remember the story?
We talked about this.
And then falsely claimed he was wounded by an unknown gunman on a Long Island highway last year. Thomas Massia shot himself at a state park with a .22 caliber rifle, then stashed the gun, drove to the highway, and called for help, according to prosecutors. He also allegedly planted shell casings at the scene on the parkway. Massia was walked out of police headquarters in handcuffs after being charged with official misconduct, tampering with evidence, falsifying documents. Prosecutors said in court filings today that Massia shot himself in an apparent bid to gain attention and sympathy
from
a woman.
A woman. Sam, it was all over a woman.
Usually is.
Was she older or younger?
We didn't look, Sam.
I mean, was she hot or ugly? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I've heard of some ridiculous bids to try to get the attention of a woman, but
shooting myself is not one of them.
I definitely would not go so far as shooting myself. I think I would rather be lonely.
Not be on my to-do list if I was a police officer.
No.
I'm certain that he is no longer.
It's not just that he's lost his job forever. Like, he is going to prison.
Well, he's already resigned.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they probably handled that for him. Like, because right after that happened, some things were not adding up. You know, you would assume he had dash cam and body cam and he couldn't quite explain how it was he came to be injured.
Can you explain something to me? Are women somehow attracted to men with gunshot wounds?
There is an element of the nurturing trait.
Why are we being so cautious, Sam?
Getting shot does not say to me, nurturer.
No, what he's saying is that the woman whose attention he was seeking might feel
a higher degree of empathy or sympathy.
Oh, I got it.
Want to nurture him back to good health.
Let me nurse you back to health because you were injured in the line of duty. Okay.
Or maybe the theory is, you know, you're a BA, bad something.
Yeah.
Because you got shot in the line of duty, and now that's how you're going to lure the ladies. Hey, ladies, look, I got a hole in my leg. I don't know.
You think that's what he said to her?
Sam, just like that.
Sam, what's the best pickup line you have?
I don't have good pickup
lines.
The fact that I'm in a relationship is a shock.
Hey, ladies, I got a hole in my leg.
Check it out.
You want to see
it? Line forms to the left.
I put it there myself.
Like to dress my wound?
I don't always shoot myself in the leg, but when I do, it's to impress you.
You
line forms to the left.
Oh, my God. Apparently, Spotify and Universal Music Group, UMG, have signed a new multi-year agreement that could result in a tiered subscription approach aimed at providing extra perks for, quote, super fans.
Oh, good Lord. Super fans of what?
I don't know. Spotify?
I actually thought of you over the weekend, Scott. Well, and you too, Sam. I would like one of you to make me a workout playlist. First of all, I have a massive allergy to my cell phone.
Let me have at
it. I would like a good 80s. Oh. And Scott, I'm going to be honest here.
Cool and Easy.
Your Cool and Easy playlist. We were listening to that one day getting stuff done around the house. And I was like, that's a pretty good playlist. Now, it's not, I need some thumping bass. And, you know, like, I could be on a treadmill 2 hours if there's music blaring in my ears. But I need bass. I can't do Cool and Easy for workout.
Well, I work out listening to the Dana and Parks Rejoin Music playlist.
Okay, where can one find that, Sam?
It's on Spotify.
You Google Dana and Parks Rejoin Music.
Okay,
it's
okay.
A public playlist.
I feel like that would make me feel like I was at work, and I don't know if that's the vibe I want when I'm working out. I need, like, Let's Go Crazy by Prince. I need Tricky by Run DMC. Throw in some, you know me, Scott. You know what I need.
Hang on, let me see. How many? Oh, yeah, there it is.
I sent you one over the weekend.
Dana Parks Rejoin. Yeah, but Dana, you want that on there?
I like some 80s. I like me some 80s.
So, Sam, do you remember the song she sent us?
I don't have Apple Music, so no.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
It was good. I'm not going to lie. It was old. It was vault. It was deep in the vault, and it was a stone cold jam.
I'm not so sure that that's what I would call that.
I'm going to give you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to email you a couple of songs that I want on the playlist, and then I'm just going to let you have
at
it.
You want me to surprise you with the rest?
You surprise me with the rest.
This is what she sent us over the weekend.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, yes, please.
Now, there's a lot of bass there. I'll give her that.
Yep. Oh, it's so good. Oh, that is a deep 80s track. Dan is saying no. Yes. Can't wait. I gotta have some cool up and cool down music.
That would make me want to throw myself out of a window.
Okay, well, I don't want to do that on a treadmill, but I will leave it up to you. I almost texted you over the weekend and said, I know you're busy, which you're not, but will you please make me a workout playlist?
I was busy. I was watching football.
That was 6 hours of the weekend.
That was a long time.
Football games don't pregame themselves. So I was watching all the analysis, pre and post. That's what I do.
There you go.
No, seriously, that we're done talking sports after this one last comment. That Washington-Philly game was so bad, I went over to the pregame for the Chiefs.
I mean, Dana went to work out.
I told you I went to work out. That's when all this started. That game was so bad.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
It was bad.
913.
Remember, you complimented her for her self-care on Friday.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
In song. 913-586-7798.
Dan just walked in sharing with us some of his favorite rap tunes.
Oh, 90s rap is great.
That's what he just said for working out. 90s rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I have an entire playlist around 90s rap. By the way, Gangsta's Paradise, Coolio and LV, part of the DNP Rejoin Music playlist. Great workout song.
Of course it is. We've used it as Rejoin Music countless times.
There got to be a lot of songs in that playlist,
It's over 700, I think.
978 songs. You can work out for 66 hours and 57 minutes
I'm
without
good.
Hearing the same song
I'm
twice.
And to be included on that playlist, you actually have to be played as a rejoin, which that tells me we've done no fewer than 978 different segments.
Well, and actually, since I switched over the Spotify accounts, because the computer in here is now on a different Spotify account. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
So I can use my own Spotify at home. I can't add songs actively anymore, so I have to go in and add them once I get home, and I fall behind on that. So we're actually probably well over like 1,200. I'm missing a few hundred songs.
Carter in Belton, 586-7798. Carter, hello!
Hey, good evening!
Hi!
Good evening.
One of my favorite bands that I've thrown into my workout playlist that has a bunch of 80s songs and 90s rap in it is a band called The Score. They got some great high-energy music that'll give me a nice boost as I'm working out.
Okay.
Are they clean?
They are.
I'll tell you, Carter, I'll look it up, because we were talking about this over the weekend. I could work out and almost not stop if I've got music blasting in my ear thingies. If you just cut me loose in a gym with no music, there is something about the music for me. And I know some people work out without any, like, you don't have to have music. I am not one of those people.
What if I don't cut you loose, but I turn you loose?
If you turn me loose.
Now, I use the gym.
Am I in my warm-up? Yes.
I use the gym as therapy, and it makes me happy. If I don't have my headphones, if I forget my headphones,
yeah,
it makes me angry. It has the opposite effect.
Do you have to have it your way, Sam, or no way at all?
That's right. That's right. I didn't get that reference.
It's from the Loverboy song, Turn Me
Don't
Loose.
Don't explain it. Just let it waft out there the way it was meant to be.
Oh, it is wafting.
And anybody over the age of 45
is
laughing.
I gotta have it my way.
Yes, Dan?
No, I was just going to say, you got to have music that's got a good rhythm that you can move to and even half-time it, you know? It's just got to have that rhythm.
Oh, I have rhythm, Dan.
Doesn't all music have rhythm, Dan?
No, there's some music that doesn't really have rhythm. No,
how is
it's
got to
have a consistent driving beat, whether it's rock or rap.
Christmas in Kansas City does not have rhythm.
Right, that's not
you
one
take
you
that back.
No, it doesn't.
You take
it's got
that
passion
back,
but it doesn't have rhythm.
Yes, it does.
It has a rhythm, but it doesn't have rhythm.
Rhythm.
Ha!
Wow! Ha.
High energy.
A story here from the New York Post. They're not exactly egg selling in the kitchen. Okay. I just read the stories. I don't write them. Just in case Gen Lazy wasn't struggling enough with adulting, more than 2/3 of Zoomers lack basic cooking skills, including tasks as simple as making an omelet. In fact, Zoomers' pan prowess is so abysmal that many dining in restaurants and or eating takeout meals per a study by dating app Finding the One. This is also according to the Daily Mail. Sylvia Linzalone, a dating expert, says for Gen Z, the kitchen isn't just a source of uncertainty, but also a space where they feel out of their own depth.
But that goes back to their parents. If your parents didn't cook, you are going to be less likely to understand what's going on in the kitchen.
Or if they never took the time to teach you to cook.
Right.
A lot of times parents will say, here, go play this video game while I'm making dinner, because they don't want to be bothered.
But
and
Sam,
then they don't get that skill.
I grew up in a home where there wasn't a ton of cooking going on when I was super young. But then mom and dad like morphed into it and leaned in and embraced it. And now they cook all the time.
It's also modern society. Everything's prepared. Remember, we can get cut fruit in the grocery store.
Isn't it great?
It is great.
My favorite example of that.
It's expensive.
And I've said it many times already on this program. I was in California at the grocery store, and there was a peeled orange in a plastic container, as if that orange didn't already come with a protective container given to it by nature.
Sam, the Amazon banana slicer is a real product, and if you have not looked up the comments on the comments section of the banana slicer, I urge you to run and do not walk and look up the comments.
Per the survey, a whopping 42% of Gen Zers say they could not whip up a basic stir fry.
Yeah, stir
I'm not surprised by this.
Stir fry is a little outside the box, okay. But okay.
27% said they could not make a homemade simple soup.
Open the can.
I can even do. I can even
pour
do that.
In pan. Warm up.
I don't think that's what they mean, Dan.
Now see,
I
know. Now, simmer, everybody back down from Gen Z for a moment, because it says here a staggering 80% say they wouldn't know how to cook lasagna. I do not know how to cook lasagna.
You
buy it at the store.
Yeah.
You open it up, stick it in the oven.
You would be able to make lasagna, Scott. You would just have to wade through the 12 pages of recipe ads mm-hmm. to get to the recipe that is lasagna. Lasagna is not difficult to make.
But most cooking is not difficult.
No. And see, both of my daughters cook at home much more often than they go out. Minus our trip to Bamboo Pennies this weekend, we always eat at home. All the time.
Is this survey about not knowing how to cook prepared foods, like said lasagna you buy at the store?
No.
Actual cooking.
Scratch. Yeah, they're not talking about going in and getting, you know, some prepackaged lasagna in a box and just throwing it in the oven. They're talking about getting the, you know, boiling the lasagna noodles, putting them. I've made lasagna before, but it's been like 20 years.
But when you say Dan from scratch, this study is also not about hand rolling the noodles as my grandmother used to do. This is about buying the box noodles and putting that in boiling water.
Right. Correct.
Then you slap on some ricotta cheese and some, cheese and hamburger or sausage if you want it, and that's
red
some sauce, and that's it.
Another layer.
This is not rocket science. I think people just haven't done it. Once you do it, you're like, oh, yeah.
That we're also talking about people that are just now getting into adulthood.
That's
and
right.
They haven't had a chance to do this
and
yet.
See, I obviously I read the story because we have people in the audience who are Gen Z, and maybe they could connect or disagree with this story and say, no, we're fine. Is it me, or does the New York Post do a lot of stories that are hypercritical of Gen Z?
Sure.
And I don't know why.
It's clickbait, that's why.
Well, it's one poll or talker research that does a lot of surveys that are hypercritical of Gen Z, and the Post just aggregates the stories.
Okay. Dana, I sent you this story underneath the window there to use as an example of AI, but it's actually a pretty funny story. Well, not funny, it's sad. A Georgia man has been trying to get a refund for months after he says he ordered a drill from AliExpress, but received a printed photo of a drill instead. Poor guy.
No, that's hilarious.
I meant the actual drill.
Sylvester Franklin of Savannah, Georgia, decided it was time for some new tools, so he logged on to AliExpress and ordered a drill. He did not get what he paid for.
Mm-mm.
They sent me this, he said, as he shows the reporter. It's a picture. That's what they sent me. Instead of the actual drill, Franklin received a printed picture of the drill that he ordered. I paid $22.47 for a pressure washer, and this is what I got. It's a screw.
Well, you paid $22 for a pressure washer and thought you were going to get the pressure washer?
Sometimes you just got to go to the hardware store and get some of that stuff yourself.
Thank you.
Rule number one, if it feels like it's too good to be true.
It often is.
It's often too good to be true.
Yeah. Step aside, finance guys. According to Single Americans, healthcare is now the most attractive career sector. The survey of 1,000 single men and 1,000 single women aimed to uncover the hottest careers of 2025 and which are the most dateable. Men and women agreed that those in healthcare make the best partners. And when broken down by specific jobs, 26% of respondents said doctors are the most attractive career for a partner, while nurses ranked third.
And not because of the money, because those are helping professions, the helpers.
While careers in education ranked as the second most attractive overall.
Also helpers.
Men were more likely to find it desirable for a partner than women. Men were more attracted to teachers than women are to teachers. Following the summer of the finance bro, 18% of women are still looking for a man with a job in finance. Others are lawyers, scientists, pharmacists, and careers in tech.
Okay. Radio broadcast show host.
See this on page five, I believe.
I couldn't help but notice that none of those professions are particularly low income.
We are a fun group, are we not?
Yes.
Thank you.
But fun doesn't put dinner on the table.
It can.
Most attractive careers, healthcare, education, emergency response, i.e. firefighters, EMTs, the law, business, science, tech, finance. I do not see broadcasting in here.
Lower.
Much lower. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Oh, goody. Today's the official start of the 2025 tax filing season.
Oh, yay.
Ugh. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Everybody race home and get it going.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready. Story here. Changes at Starbucks might remind customers of the chain of old. Beginning today, several policies are returning to Starbucks locations in the United States. Part of CEO Brian Nichols' task of reversing sales and traffic declines at the struggling institution. The chain is bringing back condiment bars. After they were taken away during the height of COVID, baristas will return to handwriting customers' names on their cups using Sharpies. Both changes are part.
I always love that.
How do they do it now?
I don't know.
They print off a sticker.
Oh.
Yeah. And to Dana's point, they always misspell the name every time.
Doesn't bother me.
Sam is a very easy name to spell. Somehow they misspell it.
How do you misspell Sam?
I don't know.
Same?
I love the fact that they're trying to regain the portion of the coffee market that they have lost, but they lost that portion of the coffee market because people didn't want to pay $8 for a cup of coffee. Adding nutmeg to the coffee bar is not going to make them go, you know what, that $8, yesterday it wasn't, you know, that was too much. All of a sudden, it's a great deal.
Is that what it costs? I don't frequent Starbucks.
It's like $6.50.
Dan just laughed out loud.
Then they ask you that awkward question, and then they're just going to ask you a question there. Just press right there.
Tip.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that. Awkward dance between every. You just right there. Just a little question right there. Well, I don't want to answer that question.
I did. I got caught yesterday at Arrowhead. I tipped.
So?
15% after getting my own bottle of water.
Oh, Sam.
I didn't want to take the time. I didn't want to miss any game. I was in a hurry.
Well,
I didn't want to take the
more time to hit 15 as opposed to zero.
Well, you have to hit
zero,
other and then
other
type
screen.
In zero. Other and then type in zero and then hit the green button. So I just hit 15% and said, see you later.
On a bottle of water that already cost you what?
Well, it was a bottle of water and two hot chocolates. And with the 15% tip, it was $48.
So you got one bottle of water.
And two hot chocolates.
Two hot chocolates.
Yeah.
And it was $48?
Uh-huh.
Was there a beer in there?
No.
A mixed drink?
No. The
hot
chocolates were not spiked. No. Nope.
Three beverages, one of which was a water, it was $48?
Well, get something 48. Yourself. Pray tell, where does that tip money go? To whom are you tipping?
I'm not sure, but they got me. I didn't want to miss any additional portion of the game, so I hit that button and I said, see you later.
So you spent over $4 because you didn't want it in tipping. Over $4, probably closer to $7 or $8. Because
the crowd was cheering. Something big was happening.
They have TVs in the concourse. I've been there.
I got nervous and I hit the 15% and I regretted it.
It should be illegal to ask people if you want to tip
on a self-checkout.
It should be illegal.
Because I know what you're talking about. Because I've used that self-checkout before, and
I'm not proud of it.
Are you ashamed?
I'm not proud of it. I'm actually very upset with myself. It would have taken 3 seconds.
Did you tell Mary Beth?
Yeah.
What did she say about it? She almost broke up with you, didn't she?
She said you're dumb, and I was like, I know. I know. It got me. I was nervous.
Wasn't even hard.
What do they call it? Tipping anxiety? What do they call it?
Yeah, but that's usually when you have a face-to-face transaction.
Yeah, yours is
not
tipping idiocy.
Not between you and a computer.
They were cheering. I didn't know what was going on.
You know who else was cheering? Whoever gets that 15% tip for doing absolutely nothing.
That's right. Isn't it a fundraiser?
Okay.
Trying to make it better.
Don't you remember that time I was at Macy's and I had had it? I had had it with the tipping and the rounding up. And the very nice woman, when she went to say, and hey, would you like to? I go, no. And then I looked up right as she said, the exact moment, right as she said, would you like to round up for the American
Harvesters or something?
No, it was the American Negro College Fund. And when I said no, I mean, I said it forcefully. I go, no. And then I look up, and as the no came out of my mouth, and
she,
I know
she was
only,
saying Negro college.
It was like 64 cents. And then I looked like, you know, I was buying like luggage for $150. She happened to be African-American.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
And I was
worse.
Just like, can I explain? I just.
And she goes, no.
Put the shovel down. The show's over. Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to round up. It's like we're just over asked to do everything. And I'm still not sure when corporations ask you if you want to round up for whatever. I still think there's some kind of scam going on there.
We got to run the bonus hours next. Gosh. Check out our podcast at KMBZ.com. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.